are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was an interesting headline. 1 in 12 parents admits to having a child they love more than the other children. Okay, really? I thought you're supposed to love all your kids the same. They say 1 in 12 parents have admitted to having a child they like more than the other siblings. This was an anonymous survey. They surveyed British parents, and 62% had actually revealed that they did not give their children equal attention. Now, that I understand. Sometimes you have a kid that is kind of fine on their own, and they do their homework, and they do their own thing, and then you have another kid that you always have to kind of watch. You know, they seem to maybe get more into trouble, or they don't like to do their homework, or they need more help. They say some 8% said they had a child who they treated differently because they were their favorite. Over a quarter of those, according to Mail Online, who admitted having a favorite, said it was an older child who they felt they could do more things with. They say the most common reason for having a favorite was because parents felt they had a stronger bond with the child, 42%, while 13% said it's because the other child or children misbehaved more. Of those who confessed that they did not give their children equal attention, 45% said it's because the child had different needs, while a fifth said it was simply because they saw their children for different amounts of time. Huh. I'm wondering if they're going to bring up the sex of the child, boy versus girl. The poll had looked at 1,200 parents with at least 2 children, age 3 or over, and asked those who had siblings about how their own parents treated them. Nearly half of the kids said they felt that their parents had a favorite child when they were younger. Now, I guess Mark Pearson of shopping discount website My Vouchers Code, I guess, carried out the research, says most parents agree with the fact that you can't necessarily give the same amount of attention to all children because every child is different. And it will sound insensitive to admit that you have a quote-unquote favorite child. But see here, I wouldn't say the okay, you know, giving one child more attention doesn't necessarily mean they're your favorite. I think two separate things are going on. You can have a child that you favor more than the other. There could be a child that you prefer to be around more. Okay, there can be. This is something parents don't want to admit. Now, me, I love both my kids. I don't favor either of them. But let me be honest. One kid I could take with me when I have to go shopping. The other kid, I have an easier time convincing him to go to a certain type of movie with me. For example, okay, one of the kids, you know, he really doesn't want to see chick flicks. I don't either, but every now and then there's a movie I just really want to see with them. One kid will do that, the other kid won't. Yet one of the other kids always likes to go, like, to restaurants with me. So so I could see myself as a parent doing certain activities with one versus the other. You see what I mean? I don't like going shopping or whatever, but you know, one of my kids, he actually doesn't mind coming with me when I have to go to the nail salon. I can't stand going to the nail salon, so he comes with me, he hangs out, we talk, he shows me funny videos on his iPad, and he entertains me. The other kid really doesn't want to be there. So it doesn't mean you favor him. It's just there's certain activities you could do with certain kids. The only problem is if you have one kid that consistently likes to do your activities and the other kid really wants to do daddy activities, you could see where that favoritism could occur. Luckily, my kids are so mix and match that I don't have a problem. It's just you got to be careful because then you assume the kid wants to go with you here and you don't even ask the other kid. So you got to be careful. All right. Now, can a parent really like one more kid than another? Absolutely. It's not ideal, but we need to be honest. There are some parents that don't bond with their kids because some kids don't bond back. And you will have parents that'll tell me, look, I love the kid. I love the kid just as much as the other kid, but I'm not as close to him. Why is that? Okay. We see this in cases sometimes with parents with children with autism. They love the kid. Kid loves them, but they don't have that ability to bond like they can with the other kid. Doesn't mean they favor them, but they're closer sometimes to the other child. There are other children that sometimes just don't like you. You know, you get to a point where they just don't want anything to do with you, and you lose a bond. Hopefully it comes back. I mean, I remember with my mom and dad, I was closer to my mom at one time, then I was closer to my dad, and then I was closer to my mom. And it was, I really kicked myself for, you know, going, hi, where's mom? I mean, when he picked up the phone, I mean, it was ridiculous. But depending on who I was mad at or, you know, so sometimes you will bond differently. It's just nothing we want to talk about. So, I mean, you know, this article that the study that comes out is kind of true. It's just not something that we would really want to, want to admit, but you do, though, need to, as a parent or even as a grandparent, stop to realize, are you showing favoritism? Because kids pick that up. And you may have a favorite grandkid. I know you guys have a favorite. There's always a kid that'll actually listen to you. And I actually see that with my kids. One will bond more with the grandparents. The other one really doesn't seem to be as interested in what the grandparents have to show them. So obviously the grandparents are forming a bond, objectively, you could say, with the kid that it shows more interest in what they're doing. You know, I remember my grandmother would make afghans and would sew and knit. Well, I wanted to learn that stuff. My brother really couldn't give a damn about that. So I was closer to my grandmother than my brother was. It doesn't necessarily mean I was her favorite by any means. But you need to be careful because it is very easy to give the wrong idea. Okay? And kids will always assume that they're loved least. I thought my parents loved my brother and my sister more. My brothers think they loved me more. It just always happens. And you got to be careful because, you know, kids are sensitive like that. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Fall in love. with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. Oh, nope. Just lost my headphones. How you doing out there? You see, the problem with the headphones that I have is the cord is, we kind of had an extended length cord, and I always keep knocking it. But then again, I was trying to pull up my pants. I've been losing weight, so they're a little looser. Mm-hmm. Also, you want to know a trick? Don't dry them in the dryer so they don't shrink, and then you feel like they're not getting tighter. Yeah, that's how you got to do it. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so I guess researchers have discovered why and that women talk more than men. And they say women talk more than men due to a protein level. Apparently, they say women speak 13,000 more words a day than men. They speak an average of 20,000 words a day, whereas the average man speaks about 7,000. All right? I don't know if they grunt or groan more, but I guess so scientists have to figure this out. But to make it scientific, so they didn't tick all the women off, they blame it on the FOXP2 protein. Now, the scientists that get the credit for this one, if you want to smack them upside the head, are from the University of Maryland in Baltimore. They say they have found the key to explaining why women are the more talkative sex and have published their article in the Journal of Neuroscience. They say there is higher levels of the protein FOXP2. And FOXP2 is higher in the brain than in men. higher in the brain of women, and it is known as the quote-unquote language protein. Now, among humans, I guess it was women, but in rats, it's the male. So apparently male rats are more vocal than female rats. But humans, more female humans, okay? Now, how they tested this with rats is, I guess, what they did is they separated four-day-old pups, and I guess a rat baby is called a pup, from their mother, and they counted the number of times they cried out. Both male and female pups emitted hundreds of cries, but the males called out twice as often. See, the boys need their mama. Yeah, the boys, they're always, boys are their little mama's babies. You know, the girls are like, ah, ain't no thing, I can handle this one. As a result, when the pups were put back in the same cage as their mother, she fussed over her sons first. Of course, you know, again, all right, see, Okay, now, tests on parts of the brain known to be involved in vocal calls showed male pups to have twice as much of the FOXP2 protein as the females. They said the researchers then decided to ramp up the FOXP2 protein in the female brains of the rats. And then they reduced it in the males. And what happened? The female rats cried out more, and their mothers then showed more interest to them. And the male rats became less talkative. So that's how they could identify that it's probably this FOXP2 protein. So the girl pups at the time then had 30% more. Okay, so going back to humans, what does that mean? Well, if women talk too much, that means it's probably innate. And to cut us some slack, Jack, all right, because our brains have the extra protein. I think that is cool. I just kind of dig that. And, you know, I am more talkative than my husband. I am. I have a lot more to say. You know, when I see him talk to his friends, it's usually a few sentences. Me, when I talk to my friends, it's dissertations. I know. I like to express myself a lot more, and I just think I have a lot more to say. Has nothing to do with intelligence, has nothing to do with being eloquent. I just feel like I have so much to say, which is why I think being in radio is so therapeutic, because I could just talk. Now, speaking of cool, you guys heard about how doctors were able to take a 3D printer and make an artificial ear. Okay? Now, of course, these are kind of medical printers, but researchers at Cornell University and Weill Cornell Medical College described how they were able to use injectable molds comprised of living cells and use a 3D type printer to make an artificial ear. Now, what this will do is help these kids grow born with microtia, where they don't have the ear, the outside ear. They have the inner ear, but they don't have the outside ear, so they have trouble hearing. And so then they would be able to then attach an external ear. Now, this is really cool how they made it. Basically, what they did is they made this mold. Okay, well, first they digitized a 3D image of somebody's ear. Okay, then they converted the image into a digitized solid ear. Okay, when the mold was ready, they injected it with collagen, which was made of rat tails and then 250 million cartilage cells from cows. And then they made a consistency of the gel similar to, I guess, Jell-O. Took a half a day to design the mold, a day or so to print it out, 30 minutes to inject the gel, and then they were able to remove the ear 15 minutes later. They trimmed the ear down, made it look nice and pretty, let it culture for several days in kind of a nourishing cell culture media, and then they could implant it. Now, remember how they one woman had her ear implanted in her arm? So they were growing her ear in her arm because that was a culture medium that they needed. It looks like now they could do it outside the human body. So they're hoping that they could eventually implant an ear as early as 2016. This is some cool stuff. I'm pretty psyched about that, making ears. I could maybe get a new nose. I could get a new uterus. I am very excited. Now, keep in mind, what these 3D printers have been able to do in terms of bone, you know, they've been able to make bone. They've been able to make anatomical things. It doesn't mean they're functional. Okay, they can't make an ear with an inner ear, but they were able to make a mold of an outer ear. And then you have less of a chance of rejection of transplant because it's not somebody else's ear. You get that? All right, great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They really need to move towards these autologous type of implants. We call them autologous when it basically kind of comes from you, as opposed to like a transplant coming from somebody else, which is why the stem cell research of making extra heart tissue or making extra organs is going to be so crucial in our progression and advancement, medical advancement, because, you know, we'll use somebody else's organs, we'll transplant it into a person, and they could reject it. And, you know, organs are so hard to come by, let alone, you know, and then for it to not work and have to get thrown out. I think the mainstay of transplant medicine later will be to use the stem cells, grow the organ nice and new, and then implant it. It's going to be very expensive. I doubt Obamacare will cover it, but that's hopefully, I think, an area of medicine that I hope they rapidly progress and succeed in. And that's going to have to be the mainstay. We talked about this case in Hampshire, England, where a woman who was probably in need of a knee replacement had just a little bit of cartilage left in her knee. So what they decided to do was pull some of her cartilage out. They decided to grow it in a petri dish with some stem cells, grow more of it, then insert it back into her knee so she had more cartilage. Now, we haven't really seen much follow-up on how that worked. But to me, that is, again, an example of where medicine needs to go. Okay, you're running out of tissue, grow more, inject it back, and hopefully you don't reject it because it's your own. It's a brilliant idea and probably holds the highest chance for success. Can you imagine not needing a knee replacement or hip replacement because you could have transplanted your own cartilage that had been grown extra in a lab? We lose cartilage all the time. You know, I talk about how as medical advances, they need to speed up and hurry with what we're going to do with arthritis. Just because arthritis isn't Alzheimer's and just because it's not cancer and because it's not heart disease doesn't mean it doesn't kill you. If you have arthritis, you don't move. You're in a lot of pain. And then the obesity and the diabetes can ensue. And then, of course, cancer can ensue. We need to move. And many of us are outliving our joints because we're becoming baby boomer age, not to mention our life expectancy is rising. So many of us are getting knee replacements, hip replacements as we outlive our joints. Okay? I would love to put off the knee replacement and hip replacement and just add the extra cartilage if we can. Cartilage allows the shock absorption between the two bones. And so when you wear that out over years and it does wear, and then let's say you tear some or you inflame some or the weight sets in and the weight causes stress on the bones, you burn through more of the cartilage and then you end up getting more bone on bone. It's extremely painful. Not to mention it causes you to have less mobility of that joint. And so some of you are saying, you know, Dahlia, what's the use in our life expectancy going to 90 or going to 100 if we can't walk? You're 100% right. We need to make sure we could still walk. We need to make sure we're still mobile. Absolutely. And they need to concentrate on arthritic type of procedures and arthritic type of advancements. That has to be the next move. In addition to Alzheimer's, because again, as we outgrow our bodies, sometimes our bodies will outgrow our brains. So all of those are crucial. So let's see where they go. But a big thumbs up on the growing of an ear. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. They say office staff who work long hours are 5 times more likely to have an affair. So if you work more than 45 hours a week, likely candidates to cheat. Apparently, the workers grow closer. Some of the employees decide to flirt with each other because it makes it all the more interesting. Although you wonder if maybe the reason why they're working long hours is because they do like whoever they're working with. They say video game developers actually work the longest hours, averaging 72-hour work weeks. I'd love to throw doctors in the mix. I don't think I have ever had a 40-hour work week ever. You know that song, 9 to 5, working 9 to 5? I've never had a 9 to 5 job. It's always been either 8 to 6, 11 to 11. I don't think I've ever had a 9 to 5 job. I mean, yes, I had a couple part-time jobs I put together, you know, while I was going to school. But I've just, you know, gosh, can you imagine working 9 to 5, including lunch? And breaks. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be nice. So a new study by website NotatWork and married dating site IllicitEncounters.com found those doing the most hours also reported a higher than average number of work-based affairs. According to Illicit Encounters spokesman Mike Taylor, according to Mail Online, they say the estimated 7 million people working extra unpaid hours to cling onto their jobs risk getting into an affair. I guess they find themselves in the office late, they're exhausted, and I guess a coworker in the same situation, they find comfort. And keep in mind, too, a lot of times you are working with your coworker more than your spouse, right? You are probably spending more time at work than you do at home. You know, I mean, we rarely are home. Now, I work with my husband. Okay, so there's obviously no hanky-panky there, right? But I hardly see my husband at work also. I mean, I am busy. I do my radio show. I run to the office. I do office. I come home. I'm probably home for only a couple hours, and that's it. And then, of course, you sleep. So, you know, think about it. If you have the type of day like I do where you and you don't work with your spouse and you come home and you only see your spouse maybe between 6:30 and 8:30 before you start to go to bed, 2 hours a day with your spouse versus 9 hours with a coworker, it makes you wonder. They say 54% of all workers admitted that at some point in their career they have considered engaging in a work-based affair, and they say the study shows the likelihood of them doing so increases exponentially when working hours are increased. They say video game developers have the greatest number of hours at work, averaging 72 hours a week. They say workers in medical and financial professions work 68 hours a week and 63 hours a week, respectively. I'd like to double that 68, please. The journalists routinely work 57 hours a week. They say every time a staff member has to work over the contracted hours, the chance of them sleeping with somebody at work grows. Oh, come on. Okay, so that means it's a double whammy for the spouse, right? Because you're not only is your spouse away at work, but now that increases their chances of a relationship. That's tough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is another interesting headline. They say a prison guard in New York has been charged with having sex with an inmate, but making it the second time in the past month that a female guard was arrested for having inappropriate relations with a prisoner. Tynesha Love Brewster was arrested on Wednesday for having sex with an unnamed inmate and is now 6 months pregnant with the inmate's child. Now, the guard was reportedly in the sexual relationship with an inmate at Downstate Correctional Facility in Fishkill, New York, where she had worked the past 7.5 years. They didn't release any information about the inmate, but it appears this relationship had gone on for a while. The couple would meet in his cell block after or during her shifts. She's now being charged with rape and official misconduct while the prisoner has been transferred to another prison. And this comes 2 weeks after another female guard also had sex with and became pregnant with an inmate. Nancy Gonzalez, 29-year-old prison guard at Metropolitan Detention Center, had sex with Ronell Wilson, a cop killer. Gonzalez said she had the multi-month affair with the prisoner, allegedly in an effort to keep him from being executed. Wilson was a young gang member when he was convicted in a point-blank shooting of two undercover officers. I guess something went wrong, and I don't know how her having sex with him could prevent him. Oh, because if he's a father? I don't know. I thought you could still get executed. All right, so I guess you know, for those of you that think having being thrown in jail is sexless, I guess not, because there's sometimes female guards that'll assist. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's, I guess, a list of the 101 best restaurants in America. And I guess Shake Shack has been listed among some of the America's finest dining establishments. It's a fast food chain. And I've never been to Shake Shack, but my guess is it sounds pretty yummy. Okay. You also have, I guess, La Bernardine in New York, New Orleans Cochon, the French Laundry in California, and the Gramercy Tavern in New York. I had no idea that these places exist. I mean, I go to Outback once in a while, and that's about it. All right. Apparently, New York City usually does have a lot of these fancy restaurants. I remember remember they had a study of which cities had some of the best food. And I could think New York was number one. I think San Francisco came number two. But Las Vegas did hit in the top five. You know, my living in Las Vegas, I'm pretty proud of that because we have a lot of resorts and we have some phenomenal restaurants and phenomenal chefs. What I don't like is the cost to go to dinner, which is why whenever family says I'm coming into Vegas, let's go out, I have to say, you sure you don't want to come over to the house for some pizza? Because it's expensive. These restaurants are expensive. I guess there's a restaurant called Girl and the Goat and Alania in Chicago. There's a Manhattan's WD-50. I guess it's a molecular restaurant where they have mashups like faux gras and I don't know. So anyway, I don't know if any of you guys own any of these restaurants, but if you do, congratulations on being listed in the top 100. This is interesting. There's a $270 9-course tasting menu. And that restaurant is called the French Laundry in Napa Valley, California. Oh, I guess that's the one that's number one. A $270 9-course tasting menu. I could not imagine spending that kind of money on food. It turns to poop anyway. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, you tell me I'm going to poop gold. Okay, then maybe I'll fork over the dough. But, I mean, if whatever I eat is going to, you know, basically turn it to the same, I think I'll save the $270. Thank you. Now, people are going to be saving money on Maxwell House. Apparently, Kraft Foods said on Thursday it's lowered the price on its flagship coffee brand Maxwell House and other brews by 5-6%. Apparently, Folgers did a similar thing. From what I understand, there has been declines in the green coffee market, and I guess there's a price decrease on certain ground and instant coffees. So for those of you who drink coffee, I guess the price decline is effective immediately. Smucker is the maker of Folgers coffee. Isn't it weird? You think Smucker's jelly and then you don't realize they also do coffee, but they do. Just like Coca-Cola does Minute Maid and Dasani water. You know, who knew? But apparently, I guess coffee has ended up being cheaper. Now, what about Kraft cheese? What about Smucker jelly? I don't know. It's only talking about. I guess Kraft also does Senka and Uban and Maxwell House. Good to the last drop, Maxwell House. Yeah. Yeah, see, I remember my jingles. They really got to come back with the jingles, honestly. I don't even know what the heck is on the market because there's no jingle. Do you notice that? Do you guys know of any product where there's a cool jingle now? There was a car commercial using that fun song, We Are Young. There was a car commercial, but I don't even know what the car commercial is because the jingle didn't have the name of the product. They got to get a clue. 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50-75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Keep in mind, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time every day, plus Saturday Pacific time. So we're on air 16 hours a week. It's pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. And so anytime you want to call in, ask your medical questions, please do. If you ever miss us because we're not live, we will play your question. If you leave the answer or your question on the answer line, we will then play it at the next live broadcast. Of course, you can always email us at drdahlia.com, and we can always read your question as well. Many of you have been sending us your questions, and I appreciate it. Now, I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with John Phillips and Terry Ray on KABC in Los Angeles, and they were asking me about what sort of risks the hotel guests at the Hotel Cecil possibly have been exposed to because they drank water that had been contaminated with a cadaver. Remember, a woman went missing, and they had found her in the water cistern on top of the Hotel Cecil in Los Angeles, and apparently she had been there for about 2 to 3 weeks. And clients of the hotel, customers or guests, had said that the water wasn't coming through. There was some issue coming with the water coming through the pipes. And then I guess the maintenance workers had found the body. Now, people had been drinking this water. The chefs had been cooking with this water. So I was asked by Doug McIntyre, what risks do these people have? Now, believe it or not, usually cadaver-contaminated water doesn't cause very serious illnesses. You would think it would. And it's because when a body decomposes, it's the bacteria on the body that grows. Yes, your body can attract new bacteria, but it's probably just as dirty as you drinking someone else's bath water. Now, that is disgusting, mind you, okay? I mean, I'm not saying go and do it as your staple drink for the day, but your risk of dying isn't really that high. Now, can you get a gastroenteritis? Can you vomit? Can you get diarrhea? Absolutely. If it's a new bacteria to you and you get it into your system, absolutely. Just like if you, you know, take a trip overseas or out of the country or you go to Mexico, come back with Montezuma's revenge. It's not so much because you had anything dirty, but because it was a different type of bacteria that was introduced into your system. Your body doesn't know what the hell to do with it, so it decides to throw it up, and it decides to have diarrhea until it thinks it got rid of it. So now, of course, you know, expect to see lawsuits, as usual, okay? And I mean, I would be completely grossed out. Can you imagine taking one of the cups, going to the faucet to drink the water? Now, mind you, you know, it's probably not the smartest thing to drink tap water, right? Again, you just don't know what is in the system. But I understand many people want their fluoride. And if they don't think they're going to get their fluoride because of bottled water, they may then choose to go and get tap water. Okay? I can't advise you either way. Now, okay. So besides a gastroenteritis, is there anything else that could possibly hurt you? Well, keep in mind, when a body decomposes, you do make substances called cadaverine, putrescine, semen makes, I think it's called spermicine. Is that what it's called? All right. Spermine. And at very highly concentrated doses, yes, these things could be toxic. I'm reading a site right here. This is very interesting. They say the substances cadaverine and putrescine are produced during the decomposition of animal and human bodies. Of course, they give off a foul odor. Now, this is coming from Wikipedia. This is some interesting numbers here. They say they are toxic if massive doses are ingested, 2 grams per kilogram of body weight of pure putrescine in rats, and even a larger dose for cadaverine. They say if the figures are applied to humans, a 60-kilogram person, so if you weigh about 130 pounds, you would be significantly affected by 20 grams of pure putrescine. Okay? Spermine is 3 times as toxic, but keep in mind, the cadaver was in a water cistern. It was in a water tank, so it was diluted. Nobody drank this stuff in pure form. So we don't think it's going to be toxic. We don't think they're going to have liver failure, etc. Now, mind you, a human body, though, that does have HIV, that does have hepatitis B, hepatitis C, tuberculosis, cholera, you can, in essence, do get these infectious diseases, which is why anybody working on a body or a cadaver in a morgue, doing an autopsy, they are urged to use universal precautions and they are urged to protect themselves. We assume everybody has HIV until proven otherwise, but if it's somebody with known HIV, they seem to, again, be on alert and protect themselves because you can, if you're dealing with the blood, get it into yourself. But that would be blood-on-blood contact. Now, remember, they are using needles. In order to embalm somebody, you need to go into the artery and you need to push the formaldehyde in. And they could tell it's going in because you could see some of the arteries or the veins dilate. Okay, as it's going in. And then, of course, they're taking the blood out. They also have to suction out the intestines, etc. It's a pretty gruesome process. But they do use formaldehyde to prevent the body from decomposing. But scientists don't think that you smelling a decomposed body will cause you to become infested with bacteria. And scientists say that the bacteria that do decompose a cadaver won't be pathogenic to you. Okay? It'll just decompose the body. Now, of course, you know, we talked about how they'll close the mouth so you don't dehydrate. They don't really stitch the eyes together, but they may glue the eyes together so the eyes don't dehydrate. Because remember, after the whole embalming process, they need to kind of clean you up. They kind of wash your hair. They put some makeup on because you need to be ready for the funeral. So, and then sometimes if there's an autopsy, all the parts that were looked at are thrown into a bag. And that's kind of under like a sheet area near the feet. So, I mean, depending on what the mortician does with it after they get it back from the coroner. So there's a lot of things that happen that you don't know about that I don't think you want to know about. But mind you, what these people are probably going to claim, and I mean, I wouldn't blame them. I mean, that's disgusting, is emotional trauma, feeling sick, nauseated. I mean, how could you not? We're getting nauseated just listening to the story. I mean, I don't blame them for, you know, wanting to just vomit. I mean, that is pretty disgusting. So, but they can. They can absolutely get gastroenteritis. Now, one of you asked me, should they go and get some antibiotics? You know, like I said, if they do get anything, it's so rare. But if it makes them feel better, right? I don't think, because remember, these people have to go home thinking that they drank cadaver-contaminated water. I mean, it may just make them feel better that they're taking something. Ideally, I don't want to give antibiotics until I know what I'm treating. All right? So if somebody is having diarrhea, I love to culture the stool. And, well, I don't want to say love, but it's something I favor being done by the lab. Culture the stool to see what's growing out. If they do have salmonella or E. coli, that's a great idea to, I mean, it's a good idea to get that addressed. Keep in mind, you know, if there is a cadaver, fecal matter can leak out, get into the system. But from what they say right now the water did not grow out any bacteria because it's treated with some chlorine. So the latest report from LA health officials is the water was not contaminated. Now, I think that still leaves a lot to be desired. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's going on there. But boy, I just, oh my gosh, you don't even want to think about it. All right. Now, we're going to be talking about cafeteria makeovers. Apparently, scientists think that if foods are presented in an appealing fashion, kids will eat them. All right. They were talking about maybe using a little sugar spray on them. But now what they want to do is experiment with cafeterias having a makeover. Personally, they're going to have to do a lot more. First of all, those trays are usually a very putrid vomit type color. Can we please start with those plastic trays? All right, guys, have a great Friday. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. God bless.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from NeoPhera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to NeoPhera.com, spelled NeoPhera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at NeoPhera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.